This is the headline that occurred in the Deseret News this morning. Poll: Utahns don't think liquor barriers curb drinking, help parents teach about alcohol. And I've always been kind of mystified, I have to admit. I've been a little mystified by the various renditions of the Zion Curtain over the years, including the little weird barrier that used to be along the bar itself, and then having to trot all the way around, and, you know, a server would have to give you the drink rather than it being handed across the bar. I mean, we've had some rather interesting laws. Our mini bottle deal was pretty unique, and it was finally realized that the mini bottle law was basically causing people to drink a whole lot stiffer drinks than they ever normally would if it was served by a bartender. And then we had the private club law, which was rather unique as well. And now there is the 7-foot barrier, the wall that is often called the Zion Curtain. And the Center for Study of Elections and Democracy at Brigham Young University found that residents, regardless of political persuasion or religious affiliation, aren't too keen on this. And I'm very pleased to welcome Assistant Professor of Political Science Adam Brown from BYU joining us. And Professor, welcome to the program today, and thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about the process and how the polling was done, what questions were asked.
Sure. This is a sample of Utah voters specifically, not of residents. We assembled the sample when we participate in the Utah College's exit poll. When we do that and we randomly select voters coming out of the polling booth, some of them are invited to join an online panel, which we'll send surveys to throughout the year. So the respondents here are people who've turned out to vote in one of the recent elections and were there recruited into a panel for surveys.
Please go ahead.
Oh, I was going to comment on the questions we asked.
Yes, please.
Because there's been a lot of discussion of these barriers, these Zion curtains, for some time, and because there was a poll a few weeks ago from another group showing support for removing them, I included a few questions on this round of the poll, asking from a variety of angles, trying to get at the justifications that people have offered for these barriers, as well as asking directly, should we keep them or get rid of them? And the overwhelming result is nobody seems to buy the justifications and nobody seems fond of keeping them.
I understand that you were even careful about using the term Zion Curtain and thought maybe that could taint a person's response.
Right. As a little experiment, half the people who took the poll saw these barriers referred to as a Zion Curtain. The other half just saw them referred to neutrally as a barrier, as a 7-foot-tall barrier. Often what you find in survey research is if people don't have a very strongly formed opinion, that these subtle word shifts can cause very big influences on the results. So I put that experiment in there partly just to see how well-formed are the opinions here. Mm-hmm. It turns out that word shift didn't do anything, which suggests people are familiar enough with this topic and familiar enough with their views on this, that these are real opinions. These aren't just something people came up with because a pollster asked them about them. These are actual views that people are holding.
You referred to the other poll. That was Dan Jones and Associates, and it looks like your findings, their findings, kind of mirror each other. Were there dramatic differences in your observations, Professor?
Well, where we aligned is we both asked directly whether or not the requirement to prepare alcohol outside of customers should be eliminated, and they found 60% support overall for removing that, and we found 63. That's a very close alignment, which increases my confidence in the remaining questions that they didn't ask that we did, that we're onto something. If two pollsters with different sampling methods and different question wordings can get very close alignment on one question, that suggests we're both probably honing in on something real.
Yeah, that is really quite remarkable to have that number. And in political circles, if that were to be a vote on Capitol Hill, just a few more percentage points, and that would be a veto-proof number up on Utah's Capitol Hill. As far as the numbers, you broke it down, and as I indicated to my listeners when I introduced this, regardless of party affiliation, religious affiliation, whatever it is, people seem to be in favor of the good old Zion Curtain being dropped once and for all. What were the specific numbers above and beyond the 63 that you gave us a moment ago?
I'll preface it by saying that even the majorities that sound smaller are bigger than they sound, because you got about 20% to 30% undecided in each group.
Right.
So when I say a number like 51%, you got to bear in mind it's not 51-49, it's about 51 support to about 20 opposed. So you have 63% overall saying they'd like to see this requirement eliminated. Among Democrats, it's 81%. Republicans, it's 51%, a majority in both cases. Among Latter-day Saints, 51%, not surprising that that's roughly the same number as for Democrats. Among other religious adherents, it goes up to 87%. Among those who profess no religion, it's almost unanimous. It was 99% saying to eliminate the barriers.
Mm-hmm. Going back to that that big number, that 63, what percentage were undecided on that, and how many thought that the Zion Curtain ought to basically stay as it's recognizable now?
It was 63% saying to eliminate the requirement. 17% were opposed to that, saying, no, we shouldn't eliminate this requirement. That leaves the remainder of 20% undecided.
Wow. They really are remarkable numbers. And, Professor, I really appreciate you joining us here at KSL. Do these numbers go anywhere, or are they submitted to anybody, or just filed away as an interesting study out of the elections and democracy area of BYU?
These particular questions we included on the poll largely because it's a matter of public interest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their destination is here.
Well, Professor Brown, I thank you so much for sharing those numbers with us and walking us through what the questions were and what the process was, and we appreciate you joining us.
All right. Have a good morning.
Professor Adam Brown with us. He is assistant professor of political science at BYU. And as we referred to, this was done for the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy at BYU.